Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey girl, are you feeling a little overwhelmed by cooking while you're trying to lose weight? I know it can be just really stressful trying to decide what to cook, getting really frustrated because it costs so much, it takes forever to prepare, and then it ends up in the garbage because no one wants to eat your diet food, Mom. So this is why I'm offering a free cooking for weight loss week. We start next week. We're going to take you through my step-by-step plan for cooking meals that will help you lose weight without causing extra stress in your life. So if this is something you're interested in, get signed up for free today with the link in the description, and let's make healthy cooking feel easy and enjoyable. In honor of February, we're focusing the entire month's episodes around the topic of love. On today's episode of Say Grace, I'm going to talk about one of the main tools that you need in your toolbox to make a healthy life change and keep it for years to come. And that is self-love. Now, it doesn't sound required, but to have your head and your heart in the long game of bettering yourself, you have to have that foundation to stand on. If you do not love yourself, it can start to feel like a waste of effort. So today, we're going to talk about what self-love looks like and my 6 ways to love yourself more. So let's dive in. Hey y'all. All right. So we are going to get right into it. I do want to talk about self-love from the beginning. Okay, so what is self-love? So first, I'm going to give you some definitions that I found on the lovely internet. And you know, what you find there is always true, right? And so I'm just going to read a few off. Okay, so self-love is defined as a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. Self-love is having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love is taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love is knowing your worth, being confident in it, and not settling for less. Now, some of these I can kind of get on board with, but majority of them, from a Christian perspective, you know, can feel you're uncertain or like a battle, or like you're like, I mean, is this what I'm called to do, you know, as a Christian? And so, because what we're called to love others, put others above ourselves, constantly forgive. And so some of these definitions are not indicative of that. Some of these definitions are like, hey, you put yourself first. And so self-love has kind of gotten like this air of arrogance lately. Okay. So like you see all these different things on the internet or Instagram or any TikTok, anywhere, like self-love, you know, and it's like people going out and spending money that they don't have on themselves, right? Or it's people demanding high standards of others because they believe they are worthy. Y'all, I will never forget, I saw this thing a few months ago where this girl like publicly shamed this man for taking her to a Cheesecake Factory on their first date because she felt she was like more worthy than that. And I mean, I don't know. I'm thankful I'm married. If that is the standard, you know, in today's dating culture, I mean, I just don't know. And so, you know, there is a fine line because she may have been offended, you know, or may have felt like he was saying she wasn't worth it. But like this dude, like, Meg could have only afforded Cheesecake Factory, and he may couldn't have even afforded Cheesecake Factory and thought he was doing something. You know what I mean? Taking her there. I don't know. All I'm saying is the way it was approached was a way of arrogance rather than, you know, the version of self-love that we are really going to try to get down to on this episode today. And so my version, again, this is just me out here in this on this microphone. My version is more of a... So often in weight loss, I see the opposite of this self-love. Like, I do not see the women out there that's like, why'd you take me to Cheesecake Factory? I see women that believe they are worthless, believe that they cannot do anything they try to do, believe that they are always going to fail. This is the kind of woman that I encounter most of. And I don't know if it's because I encounter women on a more like deep level. Like, weight loss and body image is such a real and raw issue for so many. And so I don't know if I just get that picture of them because of the space that I'm in, you know, whereas anybody can get on Instagram and pretend they somebody and record a video, right? Whereas I am literally in the inbox, literally messaging, literally on the phone with these women who are just at their bottom kind of thing when thinking about their weight and their worth. So I don't know, you know, if maybe that's why I have this different direction for self-love, but that is where I'm coming from, because we have a lot of women that come into our program or want to start our program and are like, I've tried everything and I just can never stick to anything. You know, I am a failure. I can never keep the weight off. I'm addicted to food. My body is awful. Like, all these negative things. And so for me, in specifically in this podcast episode, I am trying to air the importance of not feeling that way about yourself, okay? Not feeling like I'm worthless, I'm a failure, I'm disgusting, I'm whatever, okay? And flipping that mindset to thinking you are worthy, because you are. The Lord said it. You know what I mean? God said, you are worthy, okay? He made you. You know, there are Bible verses to back it up, okay? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. That's not saying dump on your body, okay? That's not saying talk negatively about yourself whenever you can, right? It's saying glorify God in your body, okay? And to glorify God, you have to be comfortable there. You have to feel like you are worthy enough to use your body to glorify God, meaning your mouth, your actions, you know, your hands, your everything, okay? And so 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? God's Spirit ain't the one that's up in you saying you're worthless, you're ugly, you're fat. Like, that ain't God, y'all. Okay, that's not God. And so, you know, do you not know that you are God's temple and His Spirit dwells in you? Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Okay? And so, yeah, you hear me say body, body, body. You know, your body's a temple, all the things, but your mind is a part of that body. So if your mind is constantly negative, constantly dumping on yourself, constantly just all the things that you know you should not be thinking about yourself, you know you would not tell another soul, if that is where your mind is, then that is a part of your body that God has said is a temple that you are meant to use to glorify Him, right? And so we've got to find that balance. Like, we don't want to go back to the whole don't take me to the Cheesecake Factory because I'm better than that mentality, but we also want to get to a place where you are accepting of yourself. You're accepting of your weaknesses and your failures, and you have compassion for yourself like you would someone you love, so that you can then, you know, step into the full potential of what God has put you here for. Okay. You cannot step out and perform God's call on your life, or, you know, shine God's light to others if you are like so dark inside, right? And so self-love in my mind is respecting ourselves enough as children of God, taking care of ourselves spiritually and physically so that we can serve God and others well. Because again, I mean, I know it's such a mom saying, all the sayings, but like, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So we cannot give others our best and God's best if we are like living in the desert, you know? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, kind of that perspective on self-love and how to get there. Because I can sit here and holler about it all day long, but for some of us in our darkest moments, it's hard. For some of us who have tried 50 million different ways to lose weight and always regained it, it feels impossible, right? And so I want to encourage you to, like, while you're listening to the rest of this podcast and maybe even after, take a minute and think through, like, where do you need to love yourself better? Okay. Is it like talking negative, like negative self-talk inside your brain? Is it constantly feeling like you are not enough? Like you are not doing enough. You have not done enough. You need to be better, better, better. Is it, you can't trust your decisions? Like you don't trust yourself. Is it you need to prioritize yourself more? And I know that's laughable for some of us who are moms of many young children or just have a lot going on. You know, I know that's laughable to prioritize yourself more. But y'all, if there is anything I have learned over the past year, it's that if I just take some time for myself, then I am so much better across the board for everyone else and in my own emotions and my own day to day. You know, if I could just take a minute and have some breathing room, you know, I am so much better, not only for others, but for God, you know, for everything that embodies me. I am just better. Okay. And it's because I have not worked myself and scheduled myself right to death. Okay. And so, or for you, could it be putting up boundaries? Like, are you a yes man? And then that in turn results in you draining all your energy for everyone else. And again, not having that time for yourself to re-energize and recharge. And so I do want to mention, and so we talk about this a lot in the weight loss program, but in fact, we have like a whole course on it. But our minds are wild, y'all. Our brains are wild. And so we won't get into the details of it today, but we are wired for negative bias. Okay. We are always going to go to the negative thought as a habit. Okay. And so it is just the way studies have shown it. Like it is just the way we are wired. And so that means that we are going to have to work and pay attention and be mindful of those positive thoughts specifically about ourselves. Like they're not just going to come, right? When you've been thinking, I don't like that girl. I don't like that girl. That girl's mean. That girl's mean. When you've been thinking that over and over again, day in, week out, like you're not just going to magically wake up one day and say, I love her. She's awesome. When she's done nothing different. Okay. So we are not wired to change our minds so easily. And so that means we have to be prepared. Like we just have to know that. That's just something to know. Okay. And so that to me, it's so freeing because it gives you permission for these negative thoughts. Like we feel the negative thoughts and responses more often and more deeply than positive ones. And research shows that we're wired that way. It's not just you, right? It's not just your brain and how you think, it's just who we are. And so knowing that we are sinners inside and out, right? And so knowing that makes it more on high alert for you to be like, okay, I got to change my mind about these things. I've got to change my reaction. I've got to, you know, make a U-turn. If I want to see a change in the way I'm thinking about that girl, I'm going to have to really work hard to do that. You know, it's not going to just magically happen. So But and so even though we are wired that way, there again, tons of research, tons of psychologists, all the things have shown that we can still like snap out of it. We can still change our minds. We can stop thinking those negative thoughts on repeat as often. Okay. We can replace them with positive things. And so the point is we just have to make that effort. Okay. And so today I've got 6 ways to make that effort to kind of just change that natural negative reaction into more of a positive one, which in turn creates a more positive and comfortable mindset, brain space, like day-to-day. Y'all, we think a bazillion, there's a certain number, I've forgotten how many, but we think so many thoughts a day. And this would just make more effort into changing some of those thoughts that are mainly negative to positive ones. Okay. And it's work. It's practice. It's something that I still practice every day. I think I've talked about this here before. I was a much more negative person 10 years ago. And I pray that 10 years from now, I will say the same thing. I was a much more negative person 10 years ago. You know, I work on this mentally day in and day out. And some days are not perfect. And some days I finish the day and I'm like, dang, I kind of reverted back to the old constants today. You know what I mean? But at least we come back to it. At least we revisit it the next day and really just focus on that slow improvement, looking at the long term for a more positive mindset and in turn, more loving of yourself type mindset. So, let's talk about it. The first one, we are going to love ourselves more. We are going to work towards accepting our mistakes. Now, again, y'all, that's not going to be, it's not just going to be like, oh yeah, I messed that up, but it's okay. Like, we're not going to naturally go to that mindset, right? We're going to have to put that effort in to say, okay, like, I know it sucks and I'm frustrated and I wish it was different, but I did make a mistake and that's okay because we all make mistakes. So just by accepting your own mistake and then even accepting mistakes made by others, we are saying to ourselves, it's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. I can make mistakes too because she made mistakes. We're all going to fail at some point or another. And then be okay, be comfortable in that knowing that no one is perfect. This one is probably the biggest one for me. It's just, dang girl, chill out. You made one little mistake. Like, don't beat yourself up for forever about it. And so for me, it really takes like quiet. I have to get quiet. I have to pray. I have to really work in this area to just say, it is okay that things did not turn out exactly how you wanted it. It is okay that you made a mistake. And I have found that by accepting mistakes from others, even if inside I'm like, girl, you be always messing up. You know, even inside, if I haven't gotten there yet, I will shut my mouth. I will say, it's okay. And then, you know, I will walk away from that situation instead of, you know, diving into the reasons I'm so frustrated with their mistake or their failure or whatever. And so this is a huge component of our program, right? Like grace. We talk about this, the name of the dang podcast, y'all. We talk about grace all the time because without it, like we are never going to be motivated enough, confident enough, on point enough, like have a written out to-do list enough to not need grace. And so without the grace, we see no success. Okay, because it's never gonna be perfect. So we have to have the grace, okay? And just accepting that progress in itself is considered success, right? So the next one is processing your fears and worries, okay? This is how we love ourselves more, meaning if you are getting anxious, if you have a fear, if you are worried, don't just like shove them out of your brain, okay? Don't push them back down inside because it eventually comes back out with a vengeance, okay? It's those fears and worries that are consistently bubbling up to the surface, threatening to come out, threatening to like ruin your day, okay? If you are not processing them, thinking through them, like understanding what is going on and why do I feel this way? And I mean, even let me bring out my therapist for a minute, but even going back to like, is this a trigger from my childhood, from some event in the past? You know, those things, like if we are just shoving them down instead of thinking through them, processing what's happening, and then just kind of letting them be until they move on, like we're gonna stay stuck, okay? We're gonna stay anxious. And so this, for me, therapy was life-changing. It's like figuring out how to dig out those fears and worries that always bubbled up, and they always seem like surface level in the moment, you know, like your fear of like, I ate a cookie and I didn't plan for it. Am I going to gain all my weight or whatever? And I know a lot of fears and worries are even more in depth than that, but like, where does that come from? Like, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like one little slip is going to blow up the whole thing? Like, you know, and really digging into that to figure out where that comes from and how to get to the root, because you got to get it at the root if you're going to get it out, y'all. If it's rotten, it's got to come out from the root, okay? You can't just keep clipping off the rotten buds or whatever, okay? And so, if this is an issue for you, I am a dietitian, not a counselor. And so I'd highly recommend getting some therapy or doing some kind of self-help work to help you through this process, because it can be very tangly, it can be very messy, and it can be very deep-rooted. All right, number three is trust yourself. So take in time to wrap your brain around a decision. Okay, so first of all, take the time. We talked about this in the No in November podcast. Like, don't just say yes on a whim, because when you say yes and then you reflect back and you're like, dang it, I really didn't want to do that. That's how you are losing trust in yourself. You know, by jumping to all the yeses and to the to-dos before you've really thought about it and then regretting it later. So take your time to wrap your brain around the question and the decision you've made. But then when you make it, okay? Take that deep breath, make the decision, and then trust yourself that it was the right one, okay? If it's not for the situation, then if it wasn't the right one for that specific situation, then trust that it was the right one for that specific time of your life or the lesson you needed to learn or God's purpose otherwise. Like, we don't know why. I mean, all the time I'm like, even the smallest things, like, should I go to Kroger right now? Should I go to Kroger right now? Okay. I'm going to go to Kroger right now. And then I walk up in Kroger, parking lot's a mess. They don't have half of what I need. People are rude, you know? And so I'm just like, why did I go to Kroger? Like, I should not have gone to Kroger right now, you know? But instead, just making that decision and accepting that it was the right one. And I don't know, maybe that 80-year-old woman that was pushing her buggy entirely too slow just needed to see my fake smiling face that day. You know, maybe that's why God had me come. And so we don't have to understand it all the time, but once you have taken the beat, made the decision, trust yourself in that decision. And then you will just prove to yourself that, okay, I am trustworthy. And in turn, that creates a little more of that self-love and that self-trust. Number four is putting yourself first. Now, again, not like the Cheesecake Factory lady, but put yourself first in a sense of if you feel like I cannot go another day, if you are spending your days like exhausted, completely worn out, can hardly hold your eyes open and have done nothing to improve your well-being, improve your mind, improve your body, okay, we need to see a shift, okay? This is how we go into depression. This is how we have health issues. Like, yes, we want to serve others. That is our goal, right? We want to serve others. We want to do for people and show God's light to them through us. But if you are viewing your day-to-day as more of a hustle, more of a grind, more of something you dread waking up and facing because there's so much to do and everyone relies on you, We got to find that balance, and you're not in the balance, babe. You're just not in the balance. So thinking about some ways that maybe you kind of long to put yourself first, okay? It doesn't have to be a weekend away at a luxurious spa, even though we all would dream of that, right? It can be taking a walk, okay? It can be just taking a beat to make sure you've got your food ready for the week if that's something that's really overwhelming to you. It can be a 5-minute lock yourself in the closet kind of prayer time. It can be intentional rest, okay? Or figuring out something in your day that you can reduce so that in turn the stress is reduced as well. And I say this all the time, like if you feel the way that I just described about life, yet your phone is alerting you that you're spending like 8 hours a day on it, baby, we have got priorities wrong, okay? Scrolling Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, is not putting yourself first. It is triggering all kinds of things in your brain to cause more stress, more anxiety, more overwhelm, more jealousy, okay? You are putting yourself last in that moment by consuming everybody else's amazing life or words or whatever. Okay, so if you feel like I don't have another hour or another minute in my day to dedicate to myself, yet you are scrolling nonstop, looking at stupid ways to decorate your house or funny videos where people are dancing or in like elaborate, you know, decorations or whatever, like we've got to reel it back in. Okay. And so that would be my first place of like, hey, you could probably find some time to like do a couple squats, a couple push-ups, a couple sit-ups in your bedroom on the floor if you would just put that phone down for a minute. You know, you could probably meal prep your food or plan your family's dinners for the week if you would just put that phone down for a minute. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So that is number four, trying to put yourself first, whatever that is. For me, I mean, I get my nails done regularly. It is my thing. I feel better when I have my nails done. And so I get my nails done regularly. I also read often. I exercise regularly. I try to stay on top of our meal planning and the minimal prep that I do. I am really focused on rest in this season of my life, and it is freaking hard. Yesterday alone, all I wanted to do was bring my laptop downstairs when I had finished working at 5 up here. I mean, I worked all the way till 5, and I was like, I still have more to do. I need to bring my laptop downstairs and keep doing it. But I intentionally left it up here, and it felt like I was ripping my chest wide open. I had so much anxiety leaving my laptop behind when I knew I had so much more to do. But I'm really trying to put more effort into the rest and putting myself first in situations that I know, above how I feel or my emotions in that situation, I know from wisdom I need to do, right? And so you know, as we're talking about this, from your own wisdom about yourself, what you need to be putting into place so that you would have more room, you would feel more peace, and in turn, that would allow you to have more self-love, okay, and be able to pour from a full cup instead of an empty cup, right? All right, so the fifth one is practicing gratitude, okay? So gratitude in day-to-day life, you know, not just the big amazing miracles that we see, but just like, Lord, thank you for the sun today. Lord, thank you for getting us to school on time today, okay? Thank you for the ability to walk into this Kroger even though they have nothing that I need and there are people everywhere and the parking lot is stressful, you know? Thank you for this grocery store, you know? Just even things that feel so trivial, but practicing gratitude in your day-to-day, always making that kind of your forefront of your mind, or, you know, it can really just kind of change the way you think. Because if you're trying to practice gratitude, then you are not going to that negative mindset that we so easily can go to, right? And then number six, retrain your thoughts and your words, okay? Again, this is something we talk about heavily inside the program, but just to kind of sum it up here, when you notice a negative thought coming through, okay, when you notice, because it's coming, baby, you can't just say, I'm not going to think negatively anymore. But so when you notice that a negative thought is coming through, acknowledge it and then just reassess. Like, so for instance, if you start to think, I'm never going to lose weight, this is useless, change that sentence to, if I keep working towards my goal, there's a major chance that I will reach it. Okay, now nothing changed in that time period. Your feelings didn't change. Your frustration didn't change. Nothing, like you still may deep down believe that your effort is useless, right? But changing the thought is changing your brain to think, oh, this is what we think about this topic, okay? This is something we talk about a lot, and it takes time. It takes, again, years of consistency to really start to see that shift in your mindset. But if you start now, you will see the tiny shift, right? And then over the years, you will see the larger shift. And so at first, it doesn't feel true. Like you feel absolute, we've done this. We've done like a negative self-talk switch with our ladies. And like at first you feel absolutely ridiculous because you're like, no, it's still useless. I'm not going to lose the weight. You know, why am I telling myself a lie? But the thing is that our brain is a lie. Like our brain tells us lies all the time. We have just told ourselves that it's the truth because they occur so often. The same negative lies occur so often that we have started to teach ourselves that this is the truth. And it's not. It is not the truth. And so the first way to dig ourselves out of believing that those negative thoughts is to change them. Okay. You may not believe them at first, but if you continue to tell yourself these positive spins on these thoughts and these, even these words that you say out loud, if you continue to spin them, then you start to believe them. Okay. And so this is, you know, oh gosh, we could do a whole month long series on this, but, I just wanted to hit on that because it is so powerful trying to just retrain those thoughts and words. And my clients, you can check that out in the sixth course on your app. So some other ideas, just real quick before we wrap it up, journaling your thoughts. This is a really good way to like see what you're thinking and then also take that time to reformat them to the positive, okay? Because some days we just are not in the right mindset to even think about how can I change this into a positive thought? We're just frustrated and annoyed and whatever. And so if you write them down, you can come back later and be like, okay, let me put a positive spin on this. Plus, just getting it all out on paper can really help. Also, journaling gratitude, writing things down that you are thankful for, so that in those moments that you are feeling maybe not so thankful or not so loving of yourself, you know, you can go back there and say, look at all these things I really do have to be thankful for, as you know, just kind of something that will uplift you and remind you of the positive things. Okay. Some of our ladies like to do a positive self-love mantra. So, I mean, they search and they search and they find a statement that really embodies, you know, what they want to be, what they want to see. And then they memorize it and repeat it on repeat. You know, for me, I've got a vision board. My vision board comes, it grounds me. It brings me back to like center. Okay. This is my mission. This is my purpose. This is why I'm here. Okay. So all this other noise is that it's just noise. Okay. So I love my vision board. It just really has helped me stay focused and stay centered on the positive things and the things that I know I need to be looking to most. Listen to uplifting music. This is such a big one for me. Good music, y'all, can change your entire day, and it can really make you feel more happy, more confident, more motivated. So really thinking about like maybe making a playlist or something to go to when you are having a struggle, you know, in your day, in your mindset, whatever. And then removing negative people from your life. I feel like I holler about this on here so often. Y'all are like, dang, Constance got. But it's really not that. It's just I have noticed, you know, that when people put their negative vibes on me, it radiates out of me. And so I've got to like cut that off so that I can be the best me and I can love myself. There is nothing worse than hearing someone always talking terribly about themselves, because then you start to think, well, dang, I didn't think that about myself, but now should I? Like, should I? Do I need Botox? Should I get a breast lift? Is my butt too big? I mean, all the things, you know, that you may not have even thought about until you've heard it from someone you surround yourself with time and time and time again. And so, you know, sometimes we just need to heal ourselves. We need to make sure we're in the right space to do so. And sometimes hearing that can make us too vulnerable to reverting back to the negative that we are wired to project. So that is it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, a happy February. Stay tuned for the rest of our love topics this month. I'm so excited to share them with you next week. I will have Jess on and we will talk about our own personal love. So that one will be a little different from this one. But yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the foods you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!